Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing better, no greater privilege than to have Holy Spirit God having the freedom and full access to our inner core being. That means we are so connected, and you can feel the effect of that connection as a fire. Like Jeremiah said, if I try to keep this thing to myself, I hurt myself because it feels like fire shut up in my bones. Praise the Lord, and welcome to Fire, the Gospel Experience, that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living Creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And words can't fully express our appreciation and our gratitude to our precious, beautiful Prince of Peace, to our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and unapologetically, I might add, declared to be the only Redeemer, y'all. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. That's why other religions get so upset with us Christians, because we deny everybody else that they praise and worship. He's the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope in life for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Blessings to each and every one of you beautiful people. I'm your hostess and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. If this is your first time listening to this broadcast, you're in the right place at the right time, and it's no coincidence, because you're going to see for yourself. You're going to be in the flow. Your fingers going to start popping. Your head going to be bobbing. Your foot going to be tapping. And you're going to be like, Lord Jesus, I'm in a gospel groove. And we have some inspirational word, testimony, special guest that's going to bless you as well. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite, and flame those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because listen, God is not a respected person. He don't care where you're from. He don't care who your parents were, what side of the track you was on. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration as well as your spiritual nutrition from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 9, where we read the Apostle Paul making an astounding declaration of faith that I would pray that we all will aspire to. After praying to God three times for a healing, he received a denial every time, but he received a greater revelation. God spoke of what is better than his being healed, rather that his sickness or weakness be the instrumental means to glorify God. Now, we know that our God is omnipotent. To use what we would deny and disrespect to be very evident of God reigning supreme over all. I'm telling you, God is omnipotent. And we know that when he would deny and disregard our prayer, it's evidence that God has supreme power over everything. We're going to talk about strength and weakness. Yes, there is strength in weakness. I know that sounds like an objectable phrase and terminology, but it is a spiritual component and a spiritual dynamic that exists only because God has the power to do and use anything that he chooses to make himself known as God Almighty. My special guest is here, multi-anointed, multi-award-winning gospel artist, songwriter that got so much swag and so much style. He's got more than enough to share with anybody that might be lacking. And I'm talking about man of God, Samuel Miracle Brown. We were supposed to have this broadcast several programs ago, I guess you could say. But the thing that I share with my special guest when we have to reschedule is that the reschedule is going to be more powerful, more impactful than when we first thought we would get together. Because that's just the way God works. When you hold God's people back, man, we don't just sit around and mope. We just build up more spiritual power so that when it's our time, that we will come out, man, like we already know that we have the victory. Because yes, 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 it is so true. We do. And then later on in the broadcast, I'm going to shine my artist spotlight on another anointed gospel artist that was scheduled to be with us on this Fire Gospel Experience. Several programs ago. So y'all going to get a double dose of what God has in store for us. He just preserved it. And then I believe he's going to put a double blessing on my special guest, gospel artist, woman of God, Cynthia Butler of the gospel group Kanai Eldasi is here. And they have some unique and I'm saying indescribable gospel music that is all their own. And it's going to bless each and every one of us. So why don't you go ahead and call your family members, friend, call a co-worker, call somebody that's in your spirit right now that you know could use a good Holy Ghost praise, worship, inspiration. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
majesty reigns.
He picked me up when I was putting me down, counting me in when others counting me out. He troubled the waters to heal my body when doctors threw in the towel.
Because God is not holding nothing back from us. So why don't we just go ahead and be like man of God? Samuel Miracle Brown says, and just let it all hang out. You can call it crazy. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But what we want to do is make sure we give God just complete and total unadulterated praise. Amen. Goes right there. My special guest is here, y'all. He is a young man that lives in Birmingham, Alabama. He's a Southern boy, raised, born, and bred. And I'm trying to tell you, he is doing tremendous things. He has wonderful success. He works at Billionaire Minds Music Management Group. He's the CEO. He is a multi-award-winning, multi-anointed Christian rhythm and praise, as well as stellar nominated. The man has... I don't know if he got more awards or more if he got more of them flashy suits and matching flashy shoes, but the man got style. He got gospel swag. He got sanctified, shown up. And don't let nobody ever tell you that just because we get saved and we live for a righteous life, that we dull and we wallflowers. I'm here to tell y'all right now, Samuel Miracle Brown is an example of what it means to have the joy of the Lord as his strength. He's here with us now, and I can't wait to bring this man of God on. So without any further ado, presenting to some and introducing to everybody else, the one and only anointed, award-winning singer, gospel songwriter, probably musician too. I believe he does it all. Samuel Miracle Brown is here on Fire to Gospel Experience, y'all. Yes, 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 he is. And the crowd is going wild.
That was fabulous, man. Just to hear the joy in your voice talking about the things that God has done in my life, just giving him all the glory for it. It just makes me so excited, you know. And when we get down, man, God will just kick it into another gear. I remember I was thinking about how much money I had spent on music, doing my taxes.
Yeah.
And God was like, check your email. Because, you know, I was a little distraught. I was like, I'm spending too much money doing this music stuff. And God said, check your email. And I checked my email, and it was from the Stellar Award Academy. And they said, you have been nominated for a Stellar Award. I said, whoa.
What? yes.
Go,
yes.
God.
And
oh God,
that's amazing. That's amazing right there, because people don't understand what it takes to get to a level of recognition from the Stellar Award. We don't do what we do just for the sake of awards, but it's a good and a beautiful thing when these different bodies of music, gospel music industry, have recognized the hard work, the dedication, and I'm going to say the anointing that music projects that you put out there, man of God. You got your own style.
Yeah.
You got phenomenal versatility. I was going to say I don't know where you get all this creativity from, but I know you get it from God. Why don't you just tell us about how God has blessed your life from wherever you want to begin, man of God, and we'll just let the conversation flow.
Wow. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate you having me on the show today, and I just thank God for you, for the things that he's doing in your life, and I want to encourage you just to keep on keeping on, man, because God knows, sees you. He knows that you are doing a tremendous work, and people listen to this station and this show, and they are blessed, and that's what we want. We want to bring the lost souls to Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And that's first and foremost, beyond the awards, beyond the accolades, beyond the fancy suits, God is saying, feed my sheep. And that's what you're doing. And
Amen.
I just praise God for you and give you your props now, man, because God is looking at you. On the other hand, I just thank God for just being, yes, you are welcome. I just thank God for being in his will. And lining up my purpose, my calling, to the things that he wants me to do, man. Life works so much better when you're walking in your calling and when you're walking in your purpose. It works so much better. And I remember you telling me to share one of my miracles with the audience. And, you know, I have several miracles. The devil is always fighting me, because of the anointing that God has on my life, and it just comes to be expected sometimes. You know, you may not feel good, but you go ahead and press on and do a ministry set, do a ministry show, and God will reward you for that. And I remember one time coming from Florida, and, you know, this is probably my third miracle, so I'm just feeling led to say this miracle. And, you know, I had just had dialysis. I had a port in my chest where they do the dialysis. They clean my blood through a port. So it's a port that was connected to one of the heart vessels, the arteries in my chest. And the lady had forgot to, I think she tried to clamp it and thought she had clamped it when I was finished. Mm. But she had actually just, you know, heard the noise, but she didn't make sure that it was clamped. And she turned away.
Oh, geez.
Walked away, and I'm just sitting here bleeding out, and I'm looking like, oh my God. I already can't stand the sight of blood. And you know, at that time I kind of went into shock, because I tried to get her attention, but she had walked away. And but when she finally came back over, she tried to hide it. She tried to cover up what she had done, and she actually took the little napkin, the little thing that was on me, threw it in the trash, didn't alert nobody, didn't tell nobody what had happened to me.
Ain't that a
and
mess?
I couldn't talk. Yeah, that was a mess. And I couldn't talk. For some reason, you know, the enemy had my speech. I couldn't talk out. And I was trying my best to let the nurse know, the other nurse that came over. And the lady was just speaking for me. Oh, he's just scared of a little blood. It was just a little blood. And I'm sitting here looking like, no, it wasn't. But I didn't know, but God always has his hand. I say they probably kept me another 45 minutes just trying to smooth it over, and I still couldn't talk. And I remember my wife coming in wondering what was taking me so long to come out of dialysis. And at that time, I was just looking at her like, and she was like, he can't speak. And I was just trying to tell her with my eyes that something was wrong. And and they was like, would you like for us to call the ambulance? Would you like for us to I was like, I was shaking my head, no. And I just wanted to get out of there because I knew these people didn't really care about me, you know. And I got to the car, and I would say probably another 30 minutes we was driving home, and I was finally able to tell her what happened. And I mean, as I began to reach for something in the back of the seat, we was headed back to Birmingham from Florida. I was reaching for something in the back of the seat, and I just started to have a seizure, just started shaking uncontrollably. And I've never had a seizure before. I'm not prone to seizures. And it just like a great earthquake. I was just shaking. And my son was in the back seat. He woke up, and my wife was driving, and she was looking like, what's going on? And I just started to call the name of Jesus, man. I just started to say, Jesus.
I know it.
And that's the only thing. That's the only thing I could say before I couldn't talk anymore. I just said Jesus real loud. And my son woke up in the back of the seat, and he was screaming, and he was crying, and he was calling Jesus. And my wife was driving, and she was calling Jesus. And by the time she pulled over, we was on the highway. And usually I drive. Ron, usually I'm the person that's driving back from Florida, but God saw fit for me not to drive back. And when she pulled over, I was still shaking. And then I remember I was asking myself, I was like, who was fighting me? It got this black dark. I was like, who's fighting me? Who's holding me down? Who's holding me down? I kept calling Jesus in my mind. There was total darkness. I kept calling Jesus. And it was like someone was holding me, like I had my hands bound and my body was bound, and I kept trying to break free, and I kept calling Jesus in my spirit. And lo and behold, when the ambulance got there, the guy was reviving me, and he said, Mr. Brown, and I said, why were you holding me? The first thing I said to him, why were you holding me down? He said, Mr. Brown, we just got here. We weren't holding you down. We just saved your life. And from what my wife was telling me, she said I had stopped breathing. She said that I literally, when she had pulled over, I gave a big gasp and I stopped breathing. You know, and people don't know how close you are to death. You know, that just really snuck up on me. That day, not knowing that that was going to happen, but I could have died and stayed, you know.
Oh my God!
It really made me realize something, and that is there is power in the name of Jesus. No matter how the enemy tries to come at you, and there's different tactics that he has, if you call on the name of Jesus, because there's power in that name. And by my son knowing he was only 17, 18, he knew all the commotion was going on, saw me shaking and thong out and all that. And he just immediately started calling Jesus with my wife. And they both started calling Jesus. And there wasn't nothing they could do except call Jesus until the ambulance got there on the highway. So it was a long time that I was off, out. Long time that I had stopped breathing. And most people don't come back. So I thank God for raising me back up and giving me the ability to make this new album, this Horizon album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that first song that you played, Crazy Praises, it's just giving God all that you have. That's what I mean by crazy.
Yes.
Just giving God all that you have. Let it all just hang out, crying with a loud voice.
Amen.
Just, you know, movements that you may not have done before. Just, you know, if you're a dancer, if you if you, you know, a spoken word, just give it all to God during this song. Wave the banner.
And you know what?
I see everyone just praising. Yeah.
And you know what, man of God? That's exactly what I felt while I was listening to the song. When I first heard it, that's exactly what I felt. It was like, man, thank you, man. We need to stop worrying about who's around us, who's looking at us, what I'm wearing,
right,
and all of that,
right,
what people might say. And just let me just go to a deeper place in God where I can actually exhibit the gratitude that I have for God. Now, in all that you shared, man of God, I don't want to overlook your ease, because when your wife realized that, hey, my husband should have been out here by now, that helper, that help me that God gave you, she was on point. She came in there to see about you.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing about marriage, as it should be in the eyesight of God. I'm going to look out for this man until the day I die. I'm going to look out for this woman until the day I die. I love to hear a husband and wife being so connected to one another that they're not going to let the devil, trials, tribulations, or sickness try to interfere with my responsibility to take care of this person. And so much so that it even overflowed into the mind of your son. You said that all y'all can do is Jesus, but there's nothing greater that you could have done than call on the name of our amazing Savior, Jesus the Christ. That's an amazing testimony, man of God.
Amen.
So tell us, man of God.
Yes.
You take all this gratitude into songwriting, and then next thing you know, here's another beautiful creation. Tell us about that process.
Yes. I just love it when God is using me to write. You know, if I had just sat down right now and tried to write, I couldn't. But there has to be an anointing on you. And how you know there's anointing is when I'm old-fashioned, I still use my pen and paper. And when I start writing, when God has given it to me, my hands just go faster than my thoughts. My hands just are moving.
Yes, sir.
You know, just moving. I'm under the anointing of God. And that just comes from the joy that's always in my heart, wanting to please him. You know, they call me a walking melody because I'm always singing, always upbeat, always giving God praise in everything that I do. So songwriting is an extension of that. And I'm just so amazed at how he writes so versatile with me. This whole album is very versatile. You know, you may have some funk in there, a gospel funk. You might have gospel worship, gospel rhythm and blues, gospel praise. Even gospel, like just traditional gospel. I think my song called Run On is traditional. Run on and see what the end's gonna be, and
that's right.
You know, from just the theme of the album is called Horizon, and that just knows that each day there's a new horizon. When you look out there, you see something different, something new, and God says that His mercies renew each day, and
every day
the horizon starts with us. Yeah, we can do something different, or we can follow God every day and have a successful, you know, path to God. So that's basically the undertone of the whole album, which is called Horizon, which is a beautiful song itself. And then there's Something in the Air that's just talking about, a lot of people think I'm talking about the air, like we breathe, but I'm actually saying there's something in the air to the throne, Jesus, air, A-I-R-E. And that was unique. How God just said, you know, there's something in the air. You say, okay, what's in the air? No, we're talking about the King, the throne, the heir to the throne, King Jesus. There's something in him that we all need to take part of. And Yahshua's beautiful. It's just a worship song that you can feel the anointing. All the different names that God has, God allowed me to expand on them. You know, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi. My banner, you know, just Adonai, my master, just he was just leading me to say all of his names. And he said, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Yahshua. He's wonderful. I mean, it's a very beautiful song. And I just thank God for just using me. To me, I think this is probably one of my best albums because it shows the maturity and how much I've grown in the industry. Even the production of the songs are very, you know, just different. And I just thank God for continued growth in him.
Yes, sir. Amen. And with that being said, man of God, we're just going to go to the throne of God right now with Yahshua. We already got our crazy praise on as we entered into the heavenlies. But now we're going to go beyond the veil and worship God in the Holy of Holies with my special guest, Sammy Miracle Brown. Yahshua,
that's
one of the many names of the Most High God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let's give Jesus worship.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Fire, the gospel experience. We are your evangelistic outreach station where we give God our utmost, highest praise with the opportunity that we have now and always with my very special anointed guest, Samuel Miracle Brown. Started us off getting our praise on and then just smoothly moved us right into the praise and worship beyond the veil. Man of God, that was such a moving inspiration. I do have experience in the choir. I can go back to swing.
Amen.
Sweet chariot coming for to carry me home. But
amen,
I never was in the recording
amen.
Studio. But ooh. I can recall rehearsals that we did, right? But then when it
yes.
was time for us to give praise and worship, I felt a spirit of anointing coming over the lead singer and the choir that wasn't even rehearsed. Tell us about those times when you are in the studio and you felt a fresh anointing on a song that you had already rehearsed. You already knew how you thought you was going to sing it. But in the back of your mind, you know Holy Spirit God had the privilege to step in and access that song and edit it as he see fit. Now, I know that has happened to you, and I want you to tell us about it. Come on.
Amen. So many songs. I just thank God for the anointing, the continued anointing. One thing, even that song Yeshua that we just listened to, that I had to just let God use me. I had so many different voices in there, and I wanted it to be clarity so that people can understand. But I didn't want to stop their anointing on what they were singing and their interpretation of the song. But I wanted God to you know, God said that there is order and peace in the Holy Spirit. There's no confusion.
Yeah.
So the way we mixed that and brought out each voice and let them sing their little part, you know, yes, well, we need to. I mean, it was just so anointed. And when I let my wife listen to that song, she's like, baby, this is it. Mm. I can see millions of people getting delivered from this song.
Yeah,
and I feel the anointing immediately.
Ooh.
It didn't take long for it to build up because, you know, if you call on the name of Jesus in Spanish, in French, in different ways,
it don't matter.
It's still the name of Jesus. So by us saying Yeshua,
that's
or
right.
us saying Jesus, or us saying Adonai, these are all names that God has been referenced as. The great I am, you know. It reminds me of a song that I had called Son of a King. And I said, Lord, my DNA tells me that I'm a king. You see what I'm saying? My birth certificate has your signature on there. It says the great I am as father. You see what I'm saying? So it's like we've already established in this earth and in heaven as being sons and daughters of God, and we need to start walking in it and getting the things that God needs us to have, because he don't want us walking around here with nothing. How can you witness to someone and tell them the goodness of God when you have nothing, no health, no good health? You know, in the hospital, you always sick. You running around here with nothing. God saying, no, my children are blessed. I'm the Heavenly Father. I supply all your needs according to my vision and glory. So that's the thing that I'm trying to relay to people. When I dress in my fancy suits, when I pull up in my nice car, I'm like, hey, look at what God wants for me. And he has no respect of person, so he will do it for you. And instead of hating on me, you need to say, praise God, I am agreeing with you that God is doing this. And I'm agreeing that if he did it for you, I'm his child too, he will do it for me. So that's a big message in this new album called Horizon. And I thank you for being able to just listen to it and and to pour your heart and your ears into this album and realizing that it's special.
Amen. Amen. It's anointed, man of God. It's anointed. And those of us that are spiritually minded, and I'm not saying that to make it sound like we're above so many other people. I'm just saying that we have allowed God Almighty, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, to have full access into our total being, mind, body, and soul.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean when I speak about those of us that are spiritual minded. Our diet, our spiritual diet consists of things that are anointed. Anointed preaching, anointed teaching, anointed music, anointed fellowship. In service, there's an anointing. When we, like you said, know what our calling is, there is anointing that flows over us. Every time I open up this platform, every time I'm blessed to be able to lead Sunday school or lead a ministry in our men's group at church, I feel Holy Spirit God speaking through me as if I'm sitting in another seat. You understand what I'm saying? I can hear myself speaking, but these are not words that were preconceived. These are words that are given to me under the anointing at that particular moment. And I'm sitting there listening to myself speak just like everyone else is listening because I know it's not me speaking, but I'm blessed and privileged to hear God speaking through me. And my encouragement behind sharing this, man of God, is that those of us that have given our lives over to Christ, let's go beyond just church attendance. Let's just go beyond just having a particular seat and a particular parking space. Let's move into the inner recesses of what God's will is for me, so that wherever I go, man of God, I intend to make a positive difference, because I know that God covers me and God completes me. Now, listen, I'm saying what I'm saying right now, man of God, but I need to balance it out, because sometimes the people that we know, sometimes the people that knew us before we were saved, and then sometimes even maybe the people that attend the same church that we do, sometimes they may not give us the propers or the respect or the compliments that people we have never met before. I have received so many compliments from people that I have yet to meet on Facebook and on this platform that have given me so much encouragement. But then sometimes we'll look around at our family, our friends, our church members, and we don't see the same type of appreciation. And didn't they do that to our Lord Jesus? The Bible tells us, he said, when he went to his place where he grew up, the Bible said many miracles he did not do there. Why? Because of their unbelief. They were talking about, that ain't nobody. That's Joe the carpenter's son.
That's Jesus.
You know him.
And
the Bible declares, that the servant is not greater than the master. If they did those things to a root like our Lord Jesus, what do you think they're going to do to us that grew up in dry ground? So can you just say a word of encouragement for those that sometimes feel like the people that should appreciate us the most sometimes give us the least credit, the least respect?
Yes, I know it hurts sometimes, because you want them to see what God is doing in your life, and they sometimes turn their head and they turn their nose up and kind of that's just punking from, you know, from around the street. But we always have to look to God and instead of the accolades from men, let God get the glory. Just be like, Lord, you're going to get the glory, you know, because those same people, when they come in a crisis, who you think they're going to call? They're going to call you
know.
Because they know that you're a man of God, a woman of God, and they know that your prayers, the way you live your life are reaching God.
Mm-hmm.
They know that you have an open line of communication with God. And the minute they get in trouble, let's call Brother Sam. Let's call Brother Pompey.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So
that's true.
That's my word of encouragement to them, just to keep living it for God, doing it for God. And it gets hard sometimes, even for myself, even for Brother Ron. It gets hard, but, you know, God is the one that we are trying to please, and he's pleased by our faith. So a lot of times we can't see it, but we have to believe it. And I thank God, you know, that he's just awesome.
And here's the thing, too, that I've learned, Brother Savvy, and I want you to put this in your spirit as well. When people withhold credit, or we can see a little bit of animosity, it's really a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
Because they can sense in their spirit that there is something about us that they can't deny, honestly. They can act like this, that, or the other, but they know deep down in their spirit they wouldn't even be wasting time, energy, hating on you, disliking you, or acting like what you're doing ain't nothing but one that, what they call a little thing. Oh, you got that little business.
Right.
Oh, you got that little calling. Oh, you preach that little sermon. Oh, you got that little radio show. I heard people tell me that.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know what? Praise God. As long as I'm doing the will of God, I'll let you worry about measuring it, because the only thing I'm concerned about is it pleasing to the Most High God? And with that being said, man of God, I told you we're going to have this Samuel Miracle Brown mini concert because, sometimes the people don't understand there is something in the air.
Something in the air. That's right.
There's something in the air. Something in the air. Reach up and grab it. There's something in the air. There's something in the air. Something in the air. Reach up and grab it. Grab it. In life, throw them hands up, reach for the sky. We're going up higher calibration. Throw them hands up, it's a celebration. When others thought my ship had sailed, I trust in God, cause I know he won't fail me. Throw them hands up, reach for the sky. To catch these blessings, gotta reach up real high. Something in the air, that's something in the air. Something in the air. Reach up and grab it. There's something in the air. There's something in the air. Something in the air. Reach up and grab it, grab it. Together, Christ nation, wonders and signs, manifestation. Throw them hands up, reach for the sky. To test these blessings, gotta reach all over the place. Something in the air, 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 something in the air. Reach up and grab all over the place. Come on, that's something in the air.
Yeah.
no need to ever worry about our God. He is always faithful to his promises. Man of God, Samuel Miracle Brown, is just blessing us with all of his many different versatile, creative styles in writing, singing, presenting gospel music. Man of God, you said something way back in the beginning of our interview, and I want to go back to it. You talked about being mature. And I want to speak about being mature in our emotions, because sometimes we let our emotions take the wheel, and sometimes our faith sometimes get put in the back seat. Can you share with how you have found yourself maturing in your emotions, where our emotions were given to us for us to recognize a situation to address, not to take over the situation, which sometimes when we are immature, we let our emotions dictate. That's why we have to come back, apologize, pay repair bills, pray, and sometimes get separated because our emotions got carried away with themselves and carried us away. Share with us some principles that you found, Bible, scripture, verses. Me personally, I had to reenact situations that I didn't handle well. And I had to be honest enough to say, you know what, I could have done this, I should have done that. And if I was able to reconcile the situation with somebody, all well and good. But what I did in the case where I may not have been able to reconcile with the person that I may have offended or done wrong, I rehearsed it. I said, well, you know, next time I get into this situation, what could I say differently, A, B, or C? So for me, I had to go back and reflect and then rehearse how I would handle myself better. But the first thing I did, man of God, I had to determine which emotions I need to grab a hold of before they grab hold of me. How did you learn to mature in your emotions?
That is a great question. I think I'm dealing with that day by day. You know, a lot of times your flesh wants to take over, and you say, these people are just taking advantage of my niceness, my kindness. They don't really know me. You know, they don't know.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? But yep. Had an instance where God is just taking me through that now. A very good friend of mine had just wronged me. And I'm like, you can't see that you are wronging me. And it hurt me to the core, because I'm like, you absolutely trying to say that you don't understand that I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy. So that's something that my pastor it was Faith Chapel. I go to Faith Chapel Church here in Birmingham, and we're going over that now, how to release, how to forgive.
Okay.
And
amen.
The thing about forgiveness is, a lot of times people don't deserve your forgiveness, but they benefit from your obedience. And
yes, sir.
See, while by us being obedient to the word of God, you know, turn the other cheek, Just letting God just say, hey, I know this person has wronged me, but God, you do it. I have to be able to forgive them, or if I don't, I will carry this sickness, and it'll eat me up, you know. But just my personal opinion, I think that a lot of sicknesses come because we don't forgive. Cancer, different things that we try to hold on to that people have done to us. And God says, you know, just forgive them, because even though you know, you don't have to tell them that you don't forgive them. Just forgive them, make it right with God, and let God deal with that person. You say, vengeance is mine. Give him the opportunity to deal with that person. And you never know. They might just come back to you and say, hey, man, I wronged you. You know, I've gotten more mature in the word now. I understand how the enemy was using me. You know, these are some important things that people will come back to you. He'll make your enemies your footstool. So I'm a work in progress. I'm not saying that it takes a lot, man.
It does.
But friends,
it does.
You just won't let it go sometimes, you know, because you feel like, hey, you a man, and you need to show that you a man. You know, sitting here arguing and all that, that's taking yourself out of character. You know, I just thank God for just showing me and dealing with me and helping me to get over some things like that. So that's my encouragement to someone out there. You know, just let it go. It's gonna hurt, but let it go to God, you know. So
And I promise you, we have all had to find our way and test our limits and say, you know what, God, I can't do this on my own. And I think that's the solution right there. When we get confronted with situations that stress us out or we feel backed into a corner, that's the time right then and there to release it over to God. Say, God, I'm about to lose my mind. I'm about to do something I know I'm going to regret. So I am asking you, please, to step in right now. Here's something that most people don't understand, Brother Samuel. Emotions have a way of igniting certain chemicals in the body. Adrenaline is one. When we get a certain emotion, our body will create or stimulate or maximize a chemical in our body known as adrenaline. That's why sometimes when you have a physical altercation, you have to defend yourself. You're either going to fight or flight. Now, either you're going to fight and knuckle up and give a brother or sister, whoever, a couple, one, two good punches, probably a nice, nicely placed kick, just so that they'll know you're not the one. Hopefully, you'll be able to turn the other cheek, or flight, which means I'm going to turn up my Ben Johnson sprint, Usain Bolt sprint capability. So what we understand about emotions is that it can go either way. See, I can use that adrenaline to actually restrain myself. I have all this energy built up to maybe act out in a negative way, but I've learned that I can master my own emotions. I feel the adrenaline rising up in me. I'm going to take that adrenaline and use it to forgive you. I'm going to use it to, like you said, forgive a person, because if you don't forgive a person, see, they're the one that are benefiting from your forgiveness if they receive it or not. But what you said, forgiveness is actually freeing your spirit from the toxic emotion of holding on to a grudge. We keep it real here on the Fire Gospel Experience, man of God. And I told you, I said, yes, we had planned on a previous program. But when we do get together, Holy Spirit God is going to step in, and he's going to accent his presence on this interview so that what needs to be said will glorify him and will help somebody. And I believe we did that, man of God. Do you have any words of wisdom and pardon and time for everybody, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Give us some words of thought that we can take with us into the next day.
Beautiful song that I think is song number one on the Horizon album. It's called Chain Free. And it basically just tells us that in Christ, once we accept Christ and all the things that we've been through, all the things that bound us, all the things that are keeping us down, with just one word, with just Jesus, he can make us chain free. And it's just, you know, when I do the video for it, I want to have us in the woods, and I want to have it like in the days of slavery when those people were bound. They were bound with that.
My God.
I want to have the chains just break off of us as we run through the wilderness.
Yes,
and I want to see the seashore, and I want to see the sun and horizon. I want to show that we are free. We're chained free because of the word of God. And that's a beautiful song that my wife helped me write. It's called Chain Free. It's on the album. And I just want someone out there today just to say that I'm chain free. You know, I believe in Jesus Christ, that he will protect me, that he will give me what I need. So I'm chain free now.
Amen. There's no doubt about it, man of God. He will do that. Man of God, listen, you have blessed us, man. I am looking forward to whenever you feel just moved in your spirit to want to come back and revisit with us and fellowship with us again. I want you to know you always have an open door policy to do that. All you got to do is just get in touch with me, and I'll be more than happy to make a seat for you to come back and just fellowship with us again, because you have such an indomitable spirit. You have such a joy-filled spirit. It blesses me just to have this conversation with you, and I know it's a blessing to our listeners. Where can you be contacted for booking? I know you got a busy schedule, but there's still maybe a few more slots in your 2023 upcoming calendar year where you can be reached to be a part of someone's event, revival, concert, or whatever. How can you be contacted? Where can my listeners follow you on social media? And where can this amazing new music that you have produced be uploaded? Because the Bible says that the labor is worthy of its hire. People think Christians are supposed to always do stuff for free.
Right. They don't take into consideration the travel, where you have to come.
Nope.
You're out of state, where you have to be fed. You have to have lodging.
Yeah.
You have to have a way to get to and fro from the event. So
these
things, a lot of time when there is a fee attached, it's just not, don't think it's just going in our pocket, but we're making money. Just think of, let me take care of the man of God, because he's not in his hometown. He's not at home. He's not comfortable.
Yeah.
But people can go to SamuelMiracleBrown.com. Just got off tour with Canton Jones on the Wave It tour. We plan on doing it again next year. I did a ministry set with Pastor Mike Jr., who's 11-time Stellar Award winner.
Yes, sir.
So God is just moving in our lives. I appreciate the people and the fans that are supporting us. Just go to SamuelMiracleBrown.com. That's our website. And you can go to any of the digital platforms, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Apple. You can just go there and look up Samuel Brown Jr. And it should pull up probably about 6 of the albums. And the other 5 will be Miracle. Look up Miracle and you can rock with the other 5. So God is good, man. He's given me a catalog that I think once you listen to one song, you'll want to listen to more. You'll kind of binge listen, where you may listen to the whole album in a day or two and want more.
I know that's right.
So God has already prepared me for that. So once again, just go to SamuelMiracleBrown.com. I thank the Stellar Committee for nominating me. And, you know, the Magic City Crier, they won the awards, and I'm proud of them because they deserved it. But just to be mentioned amongst the big you know, gospel people, Talon McMahon, Kirk Franklin, Samuel Brown Jr. So I was excited. I'm still excited at what God has in store.
I know that's right.
So you guys keep supporting. Go to SamuelMiracleBrown.com, and you can also book our ministry that way too. So God is so good.
Yes, sir. God is good. Listen, man of God, we pray God's choice, blessing be over your life. His love, his provision and protection will overflow your life and touch the lives of everyone that is connected to you, that your mind, that your body, that your spirit will be refreshed daily by the breath of God himself.
Amen.
And you will continue to bless us with anointed gospel music, but more importantly, with the light of Jesus shining bright in your very own life, in your marriage, and in your ministry. Bless you, man of God.
We love you,
Jesus. Ain't nothing you can do about it except love us back. Now, take that and rub it in your
chest. That's right. Love you, too. Yes.
Man
of
God. I
want to give a special shout out to my sister, LaDonna Taylor, and Donna Walton. I want to give a special shout out to them, Lonnie Crawford. A lot of people that stick with me and help me do the background vocals. And, you know, it's just, you have to mention them, man. They come a running whenever I call them.
You ain't got to tell me Lonnie Crawford. That's my homegirl from Detroit, so I already know. I know how she cut.
Yeah.
Thank you, man of God. We bless you and we praise you.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to you to come back. Man of God, Samuel Milton Brown is right here on Fire. That's the truth, y'all. Samuel Miracle Brown. That is a brother that I can honestly say I appreciate who he is in God, for real, because that brother's not playing. He got a love for Jesus that runs deep, and it don't take long to be able to sense that about him. He has a joy. He has a presence over his life that is a gift from God. It's called the new life. It's called being born again. This is not something that we fabricate. This is not something that we just try to conjure up on our own and act holy. Now, there may be some people out there doing that, but we're not one of them. We are in this for real. We are in this sincerely. because we love God. And our lives have been so touched and transformed by God that if you knew us way back when, your jaw would drop open and you wouldn't believe on who God has made us to be now. So we brag on God. We don't brag on what God has done for us. If it comes in our testimony, we want God to get the praise. If we say all of the good things that are happening in our life, don't look at us. We want you to look at the one who provided these things for us and make sure you understand who that is. And one of the greatest things that he's done for us, he saved our souls, and he separated us from the devil's lie, and now we live in a life that's came free. Yeah, you got it.
Are loose in you. is where my help comes from. It's because of you I'm still standing. With dignity, distinction, and nobility. The horizon, no more chains holding me. Hello, my name is Minister Samuel L. Brown, Jr., also known as Miracle, and you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, with my brother, Ron E. Jefferson. This Fire Radio Ministry will bless your souls with uplifting biblical inspiration and anointed gospel music. I pray that my anointed gospel music will uplift your spirit and refresh your soul. I praise God who is worthy, so keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Woman of God, Blanca, featuring the anointed voice of none other than Ja'Kayla Carr. Oh, it's a new day. God is blessing us, and I promise you I intend to make full extent of every new day that God gives me. I want to run that thing all the way to the top. My elders told me, listen, boy, 99 and a half might be good for some things, but when you're talking about living for God, 90 and a half, it just won't do. You got to give God at least your 100. The Bible says that we are required to give a certain amount of giving. But that's just the required. That's just the basic minimum. Now, let me ask you something. Do you want God to just start handing out minimum blessings, minimum provision, minimum oxygen, minimum resources? Or do you want God to fully bless you? The Bible says if you try to live for God the best of your ability and do it, He'll bless you so much. If you take His blessings and press them down, shake them together, they'll still be running over in your bosom, meaning you won't have room enough to receive them. Remember the rich man that built bigger barns and bigger barns? What God is saying to you, you ain't got enough barns. You ain't got enough space for the blessings that I have intended for those that are willing to sacrifice their minds, their souls, and their bodies. Everything that you are, mind, body, and spirit, should be a return reciprocal gift back to God for all of His goodness and His grace and His mercy. This is the hour of fire, the gospel experience, for you anointed, gifted, talented people of God. Come in, and I shine the spotlight on y'all, because it is time for you all to go beyond your church locale, your city neighborhood, your reputation on your job. God wants to take you further out into ministry so that you can be a more fruitful and abundant servant and give Him more glory and praise. Why do you think God is doing all these wonderful things in your life? To just sit around and just wait on God? No, God is waiting on you. So be my special guest on Shine Artist Spotlight, just as I have for this amazing woman of God that is here with us now. And I need to tell y'all, just like I did with man of God, Samuel Miracle Brown, we had some scheduling issues to work out. And now that we finally worked them all out, my special guests that were expected previously are both here today. And y'all heard Samuel Miracle Brown. He was so full, we need another hour. But this woman of God is here now. And I am so happy and excited to have her here with us. This woman of God, she is so many different things that I am excited to just tell y'all. She's not just a gospel artist. She is a gospel artist. She's a member of the group Kanai Adafi, as well as a published author, as well as an entrepreneur. And dig this, she's a human rights consultant. I mean, she's doing it all. She ain't just sitting on her salvation. She is using the gifts that God has given her to maximize her atmosphere, y'all. Not just going to church, not just singing in the choir, but in everyday practical life. She is there making herself available as God has blessed her, anointed her, called her, and created her to do things that are way beyond what she was able to do. So before I bring her on, let me tell you one of the secrets that she has employed, and it ain't no secret because she gonna tell it. You always put your trust in God. Here's woman of God, Cynthia Butler, a member of the group Kanai Adafi, singing for the Shine Artist Spotlight, telling y'all, y'all better put your trust in God. Stop playing.
Felt heartaches and pain. There were some times I stumbled through the ice cold rain, but I held on to my God's hand. He'll lift you up and help you to stand. Just keep holding on and always put your trust.
Always put your trust.
and loved ones can be found. Don't you give up and don't you give in and don't let go until you get.
When your trust is in the hands of the Almighty One. Sounds of the gospel group Kanai Al-Dafi with representing that amazing female gospel group. Woman of God, Cynthia Butler, is here to share with us all of the beautiful things that God has done and is doing in their lives. So without further ado, Woman of God, Cynthia Butler, come on in the room and join us on fire. So good to finally
Hello.
Have you here on the platform, Woman of God. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much. I do appreciate you for having me here this evening, afternoon, morning, depending on where you are.
All of that. Yes, yes, all of that.
Yes, Amen. Yes, yes.
This is a worldwide broadcast, so we're just happy to finally have you here with us. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself first as a believer in Jesus Christ, and then share with us how this amazing group, because I there's some names that I can call back in the day that have a unique sound, and I can't call them offhand by name. It's an African group, and I know you know exactly who I'm talking about. And I'm going to have to look up the name because I hate mispronouncing name. But you all have that same vein of unique style. I can hear some African blend. And then the name of the group, Kanai Al-Dafi, we want to know all about that. But first of all, tell us about Woman of God, Cynthia Butler.
Yes, that's always kind of hard for me because I only like to talk about the goodness of God, what he's done, and how he's brought me out of darkness into Ooh. A marvelous light. I can tell come people on. I know the truth. The words that I pen, they come from my life living, from the deliverance that God has given me. My greatest testimony, two actually, is one of them, I am medically a mute. I had some vocal damage done after a surgery, and the muscle to my tongue was cut. So I'm actually not wow. even supposed to sing or speak or be able to do anything. Come I'm supposed on. To be doing sign language. So it's by the goodness and the grace of God, when I laid there wow. and the doctor gave me the news that I would never speak again, I just, the tears flowed from my eyes. I lift my hands to God, and I said internally, Father, if I could not say another word, I will always give your name the praise. At that time, the deacon of the church called, and he said, I said, hello. He said, I only called to see how you're doing. I said, I'm blessed, and then hung the phone up. God let me know right then that he never took my voice away. It shocked the doctor. He told me to this day, I cannot reveal his name, but he still got my place to go to learn sign language. I said, I'll never need it as long as I trust in God. And I tell everyone, put your trust in him. Don't ever let go. I don't care the situation, how dire it gets or how bleak it looks. If you trust him, he's guaranteed to pull you out of that darkness into that marvelous light. You know, I come from a place, I wasn't always a good person, didn't always live a good life. But the Lord, 1983, I was sitting with my mom, my stepdad, my aunt, my cousins, and my sisters in a club, and it was getting close to New Year's Eve. And at that time, I was on the dance floor with my stepdad, and tears start flowing from my eyes. I could feel a conversion coming, because see, what people didn't know was I was so tired of living the way I was living that I had planned to take my life that Jesus. Night. But see, God knew. He knew what I had planned. The tears was flowing from my face, and my stepdad looked at me and he says, what is going on? Why are you crying? I said, you know those songs, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and he started laughing. So we went and sat down. While we sitting down, they passing out the party hats and the streamers. He said, I'm getting ready to do the countdown. So when he got down to one, everybody hollering Happy New Year. I jumped up from the table and was hollering, Hallelujah. God converted me right there in the middle of the club. From that
and
day
then they
forward,
put you out.
They put me out. My stepdad said, you need to get out of here because you in the wrong place. I went home. I had all kinds of liquor and drugs there because I was going to drink and drug myself to death. My sister and my cousin took me home. I told them, don't y'all touch nothing. Don't touch nothing. What I couldn't get down the sink was being flushed down the toilet. God cleaned my soul. I cleaned my house. And from that moment on, I have belonged to God.
Amen. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. That's a real testimony. Now, that's amazing right there, first of all. Totally amazing. And this is why we don't argue with people about who God is, because you can't argue with the testimony of our lives. There was a power greater than ourselves that came over us and transformed us. That power, who is God, was able to do for us what we couldn't do, free us from habits we couldn't break that was breaking us. So when people start trying to debate and argue what I know to be true, the Apostle Paul said, don't worry about them. Don't be involved in fruitless, mindless debates and arguments, because you know from within your own soul what God has done for you. Amazing testimony,
That's
woman
true.
Of God.
Yeah.
Now, listen, listen. This particular group that you have, Kanai of Delphi, I was thinking about the gospel group from Africa, Lady Smith, Black Mombazo. And then what about the gospel group of ladies, Sweet Honey in the Rock? Now, that lets you know I know some music, because you don't just throw their names around. I know music. I've been doing this for some years now. So tell us about this amazing group, because I got some more music I'm about to drop on my listeners that's going to really blow their mind. And shall I say, boom, blow their mind? Tell us about Kanaya and Bessie.
Okay. Our group was started. We're sisters and a cousin and one best friend. And we was wanting a name that we didn't want to just sing. We wanted to sing our testimony. So every song that's penned comes from our life living, where God has delivered us.
Beautiful.
And has brought us out of
beautiful
darkness, how he's taught us how to trust in him without any
mm-hmm
fear, without any judgment. And so we wanted
it
something. We started with just playing sisters. Then we went with the Greek name, Kona, meaning sisters, Adafe, meaning Kona Adafe, meaning believing sisters, trusting, we're equal, equality, taken from the book of Acts when the church was first started,
okay,
and then taken from chapter 10 of Acts, where God told Peter, call nothing that I've made unclean, because of the lifestyle. Just because it doesn't agree with yours don't mean that God hadn't touched that life or touched that person.
That's right.
And
that's
so that's where we get Kona Adafe. So every song we sing is, if it doesn't, it has to point back to God or to Jesus Christ. It doesn't point to us.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, I didn't come to talk about myself or to gender people to myself, but back to the Father. So that's what every song is, to get your mind back to the Father, not to us.
And that's what our Christian service and belief and commitment is all about. We are vessels. We are instruments that are being willingly used by God to make himself known in the world that he created. Now, boom, goes right there. Here is
the three, two, one, go. We're gonna blow sin up, boom. We're gonna blow sin up, boom. We're gonna blow sin up.
We're gonna blow sin up, boom. We're gonna blow sin up in here.
Nah, how you like that, devil? Take that. And they didn't even know you could blow sin up like that, Sister Cynthia Butler. Tell us about the creation of these songs. Where do y'all get your inspiration from?
When it talks about in the scriptures about destroying sin, I was looking for another way to be able to portray that picture of what God was saying. So I was watching on television one day, the History Channel, and it was talking about destroying a building. And it was two major buildings in San Francisco. And one was an old rickety building that needed to be torn down. The other was a historical on one side. On the other side of it was a brand new building. So they were saying, how can we destroy this rickety building without messing with the new building or destroying the ancient building, the historical building?
Mm-hmm.
So they set dynamite and they completely pulverized that building, even so the dust didn't get on what was new. Neither did get on the historical building, but the building completely came down, and even down to the foundation, it could never be rebuilt.
Wow.
And that's when it hit me. That's what God was saying about sin. Boom, total destruction, where it shouldn't have no place to come back in your old, your new man, because if it rises, it destroys the old man. So the boom, that's where we got that from. We're not using guns or knives, just the word of God.
And I heard that guitar in there kind of remind me of the group Taste of Honey. So y'all have just a plethora of different musical palettes in your music. Are we looking forward to new music and new projects from Kanai El Delphi?
Yes, we should have. We're going to the studio March 23, and we should have a new music coming out. We've got several. We are influenced by Mahalia Jackson, the Jackson Five. I love the Ohio Players, the band, because God is instrumental. He loves music. And when he created the enemy, he created him with every instrument there is. So God is not just a solemn person. He is joyous because it says heaven celebrates. So our music, it incorporates, there's a little bit of something for everyone that will help them to be able to reach out, grab something, hold on to God with a bulldog tenacity, even if it's just one word. Hold on. When that wind blows, don't you move. Because he said, when you've done all the stand, stand therefore. Then watch the salvation of God. Watch God step in and do something for you that you couldn't do for yourself.
And I'm a living witness. He'll do it. Woman of God, listen, we appreciate you. Please, please, please feel free to stay in touch with me whenever y'all have new music. Or if you'd just like to return with some of your other fellow group members of Kanai El Delphi, I would love to have y'all as a group interview so that we can get your amazing testimonies and so that we can continue to be encouraged by the beautiful thing that God is doing in your life. How can you be reached for booking? How can you be contacted, called, and say, hey, we want the ladies of Kanai El Delphi to be at our event, our revival? And then where can your music be downloaded? And tell us all of your social media contacts, if you will.
Yes, you can reach us on Facebook. It is the name Kanai El Delphi. We have a YouTube channel. We also have our webpage. And again, it is the name Kanai El Delphi. We're on Twitter. You can reach out to us on any of those facets. You can reach us on any of the social medias that you download or stream music from, Apple, CD Baby, what are the others? Every one of them that's out there, we're on at this time. Pandora, we're on that. So about anywhere that you would buy, purchase, or listen to your favorite gospel sounds.
Amen. Woman of God, we so appreciate you. Looking forward to having you come back. Keep us in your prayers. You're certainly in our prayers. We are just praying for continued and greater success for your gospel group, Kanai El Delphi, and a fresh wind of anointing follow each one of your lives so that you all can just shine bright for Jesus like you never have before. Thank you for joining us, woman of God. We appreciate you so much in Jesus.
Thank you so much for Brother Jefferson for having us. We do appreciate it. May you be richly blessed And may the grace of God overshadow you, follow you, and pour out upon you, and let you always be drenched in the praise, the glory of God, and the revenue of God. Let everything that you need always be there, and there never be lack. Just like with the widow woman when Elijah visited her. Every time you dip, there's more than enough. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. You bless me. You bless me. I feel like I just won a Grammy or Stellar Award. Thank you, woman of God. We love you, Jesus. We appreciate y'all. Woman of God, I'm trying to tell y'all, Cynthia Butler from the Ladies Gospel Group, Kanaya Duffy was here, and they blessed us, y'all. Yes, 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 she did. Amen. Wow. I have never received such a thorough benediction of blessings like that woman of God just gave me. And I'm going to receive that, and I'm going to run with that thing. I promise you I am. Listen, y'all, I need to go and get right to my spiritual consideration. Strength and weakness. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9 is what I'd like to draw your attention to. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. It says, each time he said no, but I am with you. That is all you need. My power shows up best in a weak people. Now, I'm glad to boast about how weak I am. I'm glad to be a living demonstration of Christ's power instead of showing off my own power and ability. Reading from the Living Bible, not the King James, because it was so contemporary. But how many of us Christian believers are willing to be honest enough to recognize when God said no? Isn't that just shocking? We don't like to hear no, especially from a God that is supposed to, we think, say yes to all of our sanctified demands, requests unto God. But sometimes the truth is, sometimes he does say no. And when God denies our prayer requests, remember that first initial reaction, shock, frustration, maybe even just a little bit upset and even angry with God. Yes, yes, God ain't mad. God ain't worried about us getting no attitude because he know in the long run, his wisdom will prevail. So he's not worried about us going through our temper tantrums. And then hopefully our spiritual selves step in to redeem our time. But isn't that God's prerogative to accept or deny our prayer requests? Or do we do some sanctified mathematics and calculate all the positives that we do to assume that what we pray for should be a no-brainer for God to accept? So, with all that being said, what did the Apostle Paul have to say about being denied? Requests to be relieved from three exact prayer requests of pain and torment being denied. We're talking about the apostle that wrote close to two-thirds of the New Testament Bible. Surely God wouldn't deny him for all the great historical work that he had done for the formulation of the church body. The great apostle that ignited the Gentile integration of all people exclusively into the engrafted promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, Israel. We had to go all the way back to verse 2 when the apostle said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. Such a one caught up into the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body. I cannot tell. God knoweth. Verse 4 says how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my affirmation. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seemeth me to be, or that he feareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, three times, that it might depart from me. Now, on top of the Apostle Paul's extraordinary evangelistic mission, scripture writing to the churches, rejection and punishment, torture, rejection for Christ's name and sake, he saw visions that were not even allowed to speak or even able to be spoken. They were so awesome and breathtaking words that could not even be described. But yet, God said no. Here's where many unbelievers and doubters of God would chime in and say that God isn't fair, just and right. But the Bible continues to remind us, Isaiah 55 and 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. So, the lesson Paul learned and shares with us all, when God directly and lovingly says no to our prayer request, is in verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. God says it's better for you to have my grace on you, even when there is pain, trials, and trouble, because our Creator God can use the good, bad, and everything in between to get the glory. So Paul, and we all believers, have come to this great conclusion. Amen. And let it be so. We willingly go through what God allows with the right positive attitude. When we're in right standing with God, of course. And it's not to be confused with going through consequences due to our own mistakes, shortcomings, or sin. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And then on top of that, Romans 8:18 says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Just like a mother in the kitchen or father in the garage giving lessons to their children, when it comes time to do the actual work or the heavy duty required, the parent tells the children to step back for their own good, for their own safety. So, in what we and the world once considered as weakness, it's actually us recognizing that our omnipotent God has everything under his control, and asks us from time to time to step back for our own safety and let his power be made known and not interfered with as we get in his way. Amen. Goes right there. Talking about strength and weakness, y'all. It's all about letting God be God and getting out his way. Listen, y'all, I am so grateful. I'm going to play one more song for y'all because man of God, Marcus Rogers, is letting us know that the strength and what we thought was weakness was just really Jesus in the way. Ah, taking this gospel to the front line.
There is only one God in heaven and earth in the universe. His name is Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. I gotta tell him Jesus is the way, yeah. I wake up in the morning and you know I gotta pray, yeah. I gotta go to war, no time to play. See some demons round the way, grab my sword and I slay, yeah. Gotta thank you God for these better days. Used to be messed up, but we came a long way, yeah. Got these Jesus sandals shaded in my J's. I'm just asking that you lead me, Father, teach me all your ways, yeah. You give me what it takes, cause you give me all the grace. Yeah, they smiling in my face, but you show me that they fake. Never give me a shot that you know I can't make. Just a nobody, I serve a God who is great. I just ride with the real, I don't dance with no stains. I'm just preaching in the streets, baptizing in the lake. Man, I hardly get a break, but I know that's what it takes. See the world broken, they need a healing, not a brace, yeah. I gotta tell him Jesus is the way, yeah. I wake up in the morning and you know I gotta pray, yeah. I gotta go to war, no time to play. See some demons round the way, grab my sword and I slay, yeah. Gotta thank you God for these better days. Used to be messed up, but we came a long way, yeah. Got these Jesus sandals shaded in my J's. I'm just asking that you lead me, Father, teach me all your ways, yeah.
I give you all the praise, cause I know you great, yeah. I give you all the love, so they give me hay, yeah. Never been fishing, but I don't take the bait, no. Never been hitting, but I just never break, no. Spiritual Olympics, I just run a race, yeah. Spiritual warfare, I had to get my weight up. Like KD, I'm gon' stay, they ain't wanna play us. Lift the name of Jesus, yeah, let's make them famous. I gotta tell them Jesus is the way, yeah. I wake up in the morning and you know I gotta pray, yeah. I gotta go to war, no time to play. See some demons round the way, grab my sword and I slay, yeah. Gotta thank you, God, for these better days. Used to be messed up, but we came a long way, yeah. Got these Jesus sandals traded in my J's. I'm just asking that you lead me, Father, teach me all your ways, yeah.
If we live a month, you gon' need a sign, yeah. If we live a month, you gon' need a sign. If we live for love, we gon' need a sign. Take us higher and higher and higher and higher.
I gotta tell him Jesus is the way. Yeah, I wake up in the morning and you know I gotta pray. Yeah. I gotta go to war, no time to play. See some demons round the way, grab my sword and I slay. Yeah. Gotta thank you, God, for these better days. Used to be messed up, but we came a long way. Yeah. Got these Jesus sandals traded.
When you praise God, you enter into heavenly places. In heavenly places, you're protected from the cares of this life. In heavenly places, your mind is elevated, your hope restored, your peace renewed, and your joy filled.
Jesus is the way. He is the only way. Amen. Thank you, Lord of God, Marcus Rogers, for telling the whole world, including that millennial generation, about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Don't let deception, don't let lies, don't let people that don't have anything to do with God, being connected with the true creator God, the only God. There is one God. He is Yahweh God of the Bible. There are evil demonic forces that are out there to perpetrate propaganda that goes against the word of God and the will of God. These are people that have hard-heartedly declared to be against God, and they are being instrumentally used by demonic, devilish forces, just like we are the children of light. They are the children of God. We are the instrumental vessels of the Almighty One, God, the children of light. So there's spiritual warfare going on, but it takes place in the physical realm. Sometimes that person that you see is really not your enemy. He's just being used in evil demonic forces. That's why the Bible says pray for them, so that they can come out of that darkness, be saved, be redeemed, and now we have gained a brother and a sister. That's why it takes strength to train other cheek, because we don't want to fight against them personally. We're fighting against the evil demonic spirit that is influencing them. I want to thank my special guest, man of God, multi-anointed, award-winning gospel artist, songwriter, man of God, Samuel Miracle Brown. Thank you, woman of God, Cynthia Butler, gospel artist, entrepreneur, civil rights advocate, author. Next time you're here, we're going to talk about your book. Thank you, women of Kanai Eldapa, for being my special guest on My Shine Artist Spotlight. I want to leave y'all with one final word. If y'all will, please, please consider this word from Holy Spirit God. Expose your soul to your surroundings and watch to see what and who grows around you. I heard Holy Spirit God speak that, and I'm sharing it again. Expose your soul to your surroundings and watch to see what and who grows around you. I pray Holy Spirit God will continue to move in your life in phenomenal ways, that the word of God will manifest itself in the way you walk, talk, live, that God the Father will continue to protect us, cover us, and keep us as we align our lives, mind, body, and soul, with our Savior, Redeemer, Messiah, Jesus the Christ. So until next time, y'all be blessed like you've never been blessed before. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of all your children. Hallelujah.
Share this, my dear. Share this, my dear. Share this, my dear. Share this, my dear.